Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Proverbs chapter 5. I know it's a long proverb. It's got 23 verses, but they all tie together very well. And I believe that we can deal with enough information in the passage to help you retain this information without having to rush too much. Let's hope so anyway. Proverbs chapter 5, verses 1 through 23. This is all about the strange woman. And it would do us well to go ahead and read the passage and then study it, because it then the words will be fresh in your mind, and we'll read them again as we go through the passage. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1, "My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil." You're going to find in this entire passage, we're going to study about the strange woman. And this is a very timely passage, because men are literally drawn away from their wives and away from good reason by strange women today. "The lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil, but her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. Lest thou shouldst ponder the path of life, her ways are movable that thou canst not know them. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house, lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger, and thou mourn at the last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. And say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me? I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. Drink waters out of thine own cistern, and running waters out of thine own well. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of waters in the streets. Let them be only thine own, and not strangers with thee. Let the fountain be blessed. Let thy fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as the loving hind and pleasant roe. Let her breasts satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. And why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman, and embrace the bosom of a stranger? For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. His own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. He shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray." Now, let's do it this way. The best way to handle this thing is to look at the text with sort of an outline. I mean, you've got to watch out for the strange woman. And we're going to look out from the text why you have to look out for her. We're going to find from the text how she will catch you. We're going to find from the text how to escape her. And then we're going to realize at the end of this lesson today, the end of our study of Proverbs chapter 5, one verse that you have to remember about the whole mess that might help you more than all of it, because it summarizes everything completely. It's the ultimate verse in the passage to protect you from the strange woman. Now, you've got to watch out for her. And here are the reasons why. We'll look at three. We'll look at three reasons why you've got to watch out for her. We'll look at two or three ways that she can catch you, and then one, two, three, four, five ways that you can escape her. All right? First part, why? Why do you got to watch out for her? Well, look at verses 4 and 5. Her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell. You've got to watch out for her, first of all, because of a bitter end. In other words, when a strange woman comes along with her smooth lips and convinces you to follow her, at first you think, oh, man, you know, this is just what I want. And who's going to find out? And all those kind of things run through your mind. Now I realize as we go through this passage, you're going to find out that most of what we're talking about today is for men to keep them out of trouble. But I'll tell you something else. It is also about women. If you're a woman listening today, you're going to find some things in this that you definitely want to protect yourself against so that you don't find yourself acting like the strange woman. Now, the first bad problem with her, and the reason that a man has to watch out for, is because of the bitter end. The bitter end is likened to wormwood, which is deadly, it's poisonous, it's bitter, sharp as a two-edged sword, it'll kill you. The bitter end of hanging around a strange woman is divorce. She doesn't intend to stay with you for a very long period of time anyway. She'll be with you until she's tired of you, and then it ends in divorce. And the bitter end is divorce and misery and trouble, because she's not going to leave you alone when she leaves you. She's going to hassle you for money and hassle you for other things just to torment you. And contention while you're together. The Bible talks about a contentious woman under the same roof with a man that's married to her. And I'm telling you, man, it's worse than dripping water at night while you're trying to sleep. It'll drive you crazy. Eventually, the bitter end will be death, like this two-edged sword, from disease and dissipation. Even murder, because she's going to get another man involved in this thing, and before you know, you're going to get beat up or you're going to get shot. I'm serious now. I know personally of cases, I'm not saying a case, cases, where a woman was acting like a strange woman, that is, she was two-timing, and one of the men was wounded so badly by the other one that he was nearly killed. I'm serious. And you know of cases like that where the guy gets shot and he's dead or stabbed or beat up or smashed with a crowbar or some bad things happen to him, and it's because of the two-timing. And a strange woman will do that. A strange woman can be married to one and out messing around with another, and I'm telling you what, brother, she's going to get you in major trouble. You got to watch out for her because of the shame and trouble that accompany her. Look at verse 9 in Proverbs chapter 5. Lest thou give thine honor unto others and thy years unto the cruel. Shame, thine honor unto others, and cruel, trouble. Verse 9, thy years unto the cruel. You know what happens when people find out that you've been messing around with a strange woman? They find you disgusting. They find what you're doing disgusting. I know particularly as it concerns preachers, and I was dealing with a fellow one time not too many years ago, just a couple of years ago, on his doorstep trying to lead him to Jesus. He knew the gospel. He'd been attending a Baptist church, but the preacher had stepped out on his wife to hook up with another woman, and he was so embittered by that, he wouldn't have anything to do with the gospel. I know the case of another man. He's passed away now, but and his children, thank God, got saved. His grandchildren all saved, thank God. Even his great-grandchildren now are saved. But that preacher was saved and serving the Lord in church, and that man was, and the preacher of the church had marital problems, went out with somebody in the church, and this gentleman found out about it, and when he did, he was so disgusted with it, he swore he'd never go back to church, and he never did. He just didn't trust preachers. Disgusting. The honor was gone. The honor of the position was gone. Kids get embarrassed. You're unaccepted by honorable society. Even the dishonorable grow weary of a whoremonger. I remember a fellow, he's passed away now, and he was one of these guys that loved strange women because he didn't want any attachments. And he'd fornicate here and so forth and so on with these different women. And even men that were really not what you'd call honorable society grew weary of this fellow because he was such a whoremonger. He loved strange women. He ended up with shame, is what I'm trying to tell you. Even in this generation, if you can imagine, this generation doesn't seem to be ashamed of any of this. They're used to taking all their orders from Hollywood, and Hollywood, they're in and out of bed with each other all the time. And so people don't think it's dishonorable to do it, but it is. And cruel, cruel, man, cruel trouble. He says here, and thy years unto the cruel. You know, there's cruel bondage associated with hanging around with strange women because you get trapped by the sin. It defines you and holds you. You get to a place one day where you want to let go of it, and you can't. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 22, his own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. Look at old Samson. Look at old Samson. You talk about cruel, man. They poked his eyes out and put him in there where he had to grind, pushing on that thing while his hair grew out, and then they brought him out and allowed him to sport in front of all the people. He finally had to kill himself to kill them by knocking down the building where they were having a big party and making fun of him. Cruel, man. Held by the cords of his sins. Cruel diseases, liver maladies, heart problems, bladder and prostate trouble. You can't hang around these kind of women without getting you into big trouble. Like the fellow said, sin keeps you longer than you want to stay. You'll contract a disease that will be with you, and then all of a sudden you can't have normal marital relations with a wife that you do want to be with for the rest of your life because you're going to give her a disease, or perhaps you're now infertile. A man gets to a place where he finally wants out of all this reckless living, and he can't. He can't get away from the diseases he's contracted. He can't get the thoughts out of his mind. He's stuck. He's held. It's cruel. Why do you need to watch out for a strange woman? Because of lost wealth? Look at verse 10. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger. Now, just let me tell you something real practical here. How many times do you think when one man was trying to do business with another man that he hooked the man up with a whore in order to get his mind off the business deal and then ripped the guy off when he was so infatuated with the woman he wasn't paying attention to the fine print of the deal and he ends up losing much or everything in the deal? Oh, that's happened time and time and time and time and time again. Many times business deals have been made where a strange woman got involved in the thing in order to allure the guy, and then all of a sudden he started doing business with this guy, and the next thing you know, he's on the short end of the stick. And not only that, if it's not some corruption from a business deal, there's alimony. She stays with you for a little while and then dumps you, but she wants your money. All the money that you've spent on frivolity and luxury while you wined and dined this bimbo. Then the price you've had to pay if she was a woman that sold herself as a prostitute. Listen, the recklessness ends in bankruptcy many times because the guy just absolutely loses his mind. Deer hunters know about what happens to a buck in deer season. He's easy prey because he's not concentrating on the fact that he is now being hunted. He's more interested in hunting the doe. And so what happens is in life with us, you get your mind hooked up on a strange woman and you're a sitting duck, man, for the devil and for anybody else to steal you blind because you won't pay attention to your business. Your brain leaves the natural residence in your head and slips down in about the middle of your body and you can't think straight. You got to watch out for her because of the bitter end, because of the shame and trouble, because of the cruel bondage, and because of your lost wealth, man. Think. Think. You can't go on like this. You got to watch out for the strange woman. Why? Because she has clever ways of catching you. How's she going to do it? Well, by her lips, for one thing. Look at verse 3. For the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. She's a flatterer. She's just like the Antichrist. In Psalm 55, his lips are the same way. But notice, he's real smooth to get you in with him, but he wants to kill you. In Psalm 55, verse 21, the words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. She's just like the false teachers of Romans chapter 16 who use good words and fair speeches, but their doctrine is false. She'll use flattering lips and smooth lips and honeycomb lips in order to get you all riled up. You're just not thinking. She is no more interested in a permanent relationship with you than a man in the moon. But what she's going to use is those flattering lips to get you so she can take advantage of you. I mean, you think you're taking advantage of her because you're getting what you want from her physically, but she's getting from you what she wants, whether it be security or money or whatever. And the next thing you know, you're in trouble. She's going to get you with her lips. She's going to sweet talk you. She's going to paint them up, make them look real good, just like Jezebel did, trying to keep herself from getting killed by Jehu. And she's going to sweet talk you until all of a sudden you've been had like a black widow. You better watch out. If she's not speaking the words of God, if she can't quote these verses of Scripture, if she can't sing the songs of Zion, she is not for you. Many a man who was a Christian found a strange woman who was a non-Christian. And they became unequally yoked. And the next thing you know, he got into that thing. And how was he caught? Because she promised him the moon. And when they got together, she no more cared for his Savior than she cared for Noah. And then what? Now he's caught. The strange woman. How will she catch you? Well, by moving around. Verse 6. By moving around, lest thou shouldst ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. Now, in this thing, she's a free floater, so you can't nail her down and check her out. In other words, she's with you, but she all of a sudden pops up in another area. You can't really trace her background. You don't know what she's made of. You're not really even concerned about it. All you're concerned about at the time is her beauty and her hair and makeup and all that other kind of stuff. You don't realize where she's been. You don't realize with whom she's been. You don't realize where she's planning on going. She's in and out of different men's beds and in and out of different clubs and cities so that you can't trace her down. You don't realize what she is. Listen, man, when you're thinking about a woman, particularly if you're not married, you ought to know where she came from. You ought to know her parents. You ought to know her grandparents. You ought to know her stock. And maybe she didn't have reputable parents, but if she got saved, she's got God Almighty for her father, and she ought to be a woman willing to settle down, not one of these that is movable and changing all the time so that you can't check her out. If she doesn't have a background with the Lord and she doesn't have good parentage and that kind of stuff, you got to watch out, man. You just have to watch out, because when you get in with a woman like that, particularly if you're planning on marrying, that you marry the family. I mean, there's always Thanksgiving and Christmas when families get together, and other times as well, and you're going to start bitterly complaining about her if she's one of these that's hopped in and out of a lot of different places. Listen, I'm talking about this thing where this woman is moving in and out of different men's beds. I heard of one fella, he got married. And it wasn't until he got divorced that he found out his wife had slept with one of the groomsmen the day of her wedding. That's a strange woman there. Now, how's she going to catch you? With her lips, by moving around so you can't trace her, by her ravishing and by her bosom. I mean, literally, that's what the text says. Look at verse 20, Proverbs chapter 5. Why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman and embrace the bosom of a stranger? She knows what you want, and she's going to dress herself in such a way that she catches your attention with the things that she can allure you with, and that she's going to hold you and all those other kind of things in such a way to drag you into a relationship with her, and you don't have any business going there at all. That's how she's going to catch you. She knows what you want. Now, how are you going to escape this? How are you going to escape this woman who has all the right words and has all of the right physical aspects, and somebody that you can't really nail down, but you don't really care about it because of what you see? How are you going to escape her? Well, the first way is to attend to wisdom. Verses 1 and 2, Proverbs chapter 5. My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to mine understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. In other words, this Bible is full of good wisdom to keep you out of her way. This Bible will show you great women like Abigail and Mary and Elizabeth and Martha and Mary, Martha's sister. and Ruth and Esther, this Bible will show you the characteristics of a good woman. And in Proverbs chapter 31, this Bible will show you all the virtues of a virtuous woman. See, it'll show you how to check out a woman by the good women that are here. And then this book is also filled with examples of terrible women, like Jezebel. Abigail's a wonderful woman. Like Jezebel, a terrible woman. And you'll be able to read about them and see what they do and how they are and keep you out of trouble with them. The second way to escape her is simply to stay away from her. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 8. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house. The best way in the world to avoid a strange woman is just stay away from her. Don't go by there. Don't go by her house. Don't go by where she hangs out. Remove thy way far from her. I mean a long way from her, so you can't even see her or hear her. She may be pretty and she may be inviting, but stay away, man. That's like a rattlesnake there. So many times guys are so crazy because they know where the quote-unquote action is, and they start hanging around over there. Listen, man, stay away. Stay away. Just don't even go there. How else? Well, verses 12 and 13, obey instruction. Here's a guy that got caught, and look what he says. How have I hated instruction and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. Now you're getting instruction right now. Listen to what I'm saying. And listen to what others are saying when they give counsel to you about her. You got these teenage guys and they're all got strange women, and the girls are making themselves available in high school. And these guys are saying, I hated instruction. I mean, listen, it is insane that they've taken sex education into the classroom in an effort to try to curb this thing. But whatever it may be, I'm sure in some cases part of the curriculum is abstinence. That's the safest way. You know what? You ought to listen to that. You ought to listen to that. You ought to pay attention to that and recognize that there is no reason for you to get started bed hopping with strange women. You're not planning on marrying them. You're just trying to get yourself pleasure anyway. You know what's going to happen to you if you mess around strange women like that before you ever marry? You won't stay married. You won't stay married because you are used to bed hopping. And when you get bored with your own marriage, you're going to start looking around for a strange woman so you can get some quote-unquote excitement again. There'll be a day, you'll grow up and get older, and it won't be exciting for you like that anymore. And then you'll be miserable. You won't know what to do. You'll have all these passions, and you'll have a reputation. Nobody will want to fool with you, and you'll find yourself ashamed and kids scattered around. It's going to be nothing but trouble. Listen. Listen carefully about this instruction. You can be in church and hear all about what not to do and find yourself right smack dab in the middle of trouble if you don't pay attention to what you're being taught. Look at verse 14. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. People fall all the time in church because strange women make themselves available, and men fall for the trap. Pay attention. David the king messed up right in the middle of all of his blessings and all of his good counsel. Bathsheba's grandfather was Ahithophel, and he messed up. Wouldn't listen to good counsel. Now, God, in his wisdom, restored some things, but don't use that as an excuse for you to go out and hunt for a strange woman. How else are you going to escape her? That's in this text. Well, marry and be pleased with your wife alone. Verse 15. Verse 16. Verse 17. Verse 18. Verse 19. Drink waters out of thine own cistern and running waters out of thine own well. There your wife is likened to a well. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad and rivers of waters in the streets. Like your children that come forth from this relationship. Let them be only thine own and not strangers with thee. Let thy fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Marry young and stay married to the same woman. Let her be as the loving hind. That's like a deer, and a pleasant roe. Let her breasts satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. Listen, just magnify the love you have for your wife and forget those alluring beauties that are in the television, in the magazine, in the movies, and out there in the world that are trying to drag you out of your relationship with your wife. Just concentrate all of your effort and all of your energy on the woman to whom you're married. And forget those other ones. Have your wife for a date. I've got a good friend of mine that every Friday night, that's their night. They go out, have supper together, or whatever they want to do for a date. That's their night. you need to do that. Travel. Go somewhere on a weekend once a month or once every other month. Just spend one night away or something. Just make sure that you have time and just you and your wife. And if you're having a little difficulty there, get some help, man. Don't let your mind stray off to a strange woman. And then finally, remember this. Remember this. Above all these things, verse 21, the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. God is watching. You can shut the blinds. You can tint the windows, and you can hide from other men and do something wrong with a strange woman. But you cannot hide from God, and he will pay with recompense. You cannot escape the eyesight of the Lord. Okay, you've learned a great deal about the strange woman. Involvement with her leads to a bitter end, shame and trouble, cruel bondage, lost wealth. She'll catch you with her lips, with her ravishing bosom, and by moving around, so you're in and out of relationships. And you can only escape her by sound wisdom, by obeying instruction, by marrying and being pleased with the wife of your youth, and by remembering always that God is watching everything. I pray that what you've heard today will keep you out of trouble.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.